Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive into the world of autism testing and early intervention.
It's a topic that's close to my heart.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm really excited to be here.
Great. We're going to be drawing from some fascinating research from the CDC and also tapping into the expertise of the Davenport Psychology Clinic over there in Sarasota and Venice, Florida.
They're doing amazing work.
Yeah, they are.
Really at the forefront of this field.
So, our mission for this deep dive is to equip you with a clear understanding of what autism is, why catching it early is so important.
Early intervention can really make a world of difference.
I've heard that.
It's remarkable how much we've learned about the brain's plasticity.
Okay, so you're saying early intervention can actually change the physical structure of a child's brain.
Yeah, it's not just about managing symptoms.
Right.
It's about creating the best possible conditions for development.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is.
Okay, well, before we go any further, let's back up and make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
When we say autism, what are we actually talking about?
Well, autism is a spectrum, and that can be a tricky concept to grasp.
Definitely.
Imagine you're baking a cake.
Okay, I like where this is going.
You have your basic ingredients, flour, sugar, eggs.
The essentials.
Right.
Okay.
But you can adjust the amounts.
Yes.
Add different flavors.
Make it your own.
Exactly. And you end up with a huge variety of cakes.
I see your point.
Autism is kind of like that.
Okay.
It's a neurodevelopmental condition.
Meaning?
It affects how people communicate, interact socially, and behave.
Right.
But it looks different in everyone.
So it's not one size fits all.
Exactly.
Hence the term autism spectrum disorder.
Precisely.
Makes sense.
So some individuals might have difficulty with verbal communication, while others might be nonverbal.
Got it.
Some might have very specific interests or engage in repetitive behaviors.
Right.
While others might have trouble understanding social cues or sensory input.
Whole range of presentations, which I imagine makes early diagnosis even more critical.
It does.
Because the support needs to be tailored to each child.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of early diagnosis, you mentioned the CDC statistic earlier. 1 in 54 children.
Yeah, that's in the U.S.
Wow. That's a lot higher than I would have guessed.
It is.
If you think about a typical classroom, that means there's a good chance at least one child.
If not more.
Yeah, is on the spectrum.
And when you consider that early intervention can have such a big impact on their future.
Right.
Understanding autism becomes so important for everyone, not just parents and educators.
Absolutely. It's a community issue.
For sure.
Okay, so let's say you're a parent and you start noticing things about your child.
Maybe some things that seem different.
Yeah, or concerning.
What do you do?
Right. What's the first step?
Getting an evaluation from a qualified professional is crucial.
Okay, and that's where a place like Davenport comes in.
They specialize in autism assessment and have a very comprehensive process.
So what does that look like for a family?
Well, it all starts with a really detailed consultation.
Okay.
They gather a thorough history, talk to parents about their concerns, and try to understand the child's personality strengths.
So it's not just about, like, filling out a checklist.
No, it's much more personal than that.
They're really trying to understand the child.
As a whole person.
Right. I like that.
Then they move on to standardized testing.
Using what kinds of tools?
Tools like the ADOS-2.
What's that stand for?
The Autism Diagnostic Observation Schedule.
Okay.
And the ADIR, the Autism Diagnostic Interview.
Okay. I've heard those names before, but I'll be honest, I'm not exactly sure what they involve.
Well, the ADOS-2 is all about observation.
Okay.
So the clinician interacts with the child, maybe plays with toys.
That we're looking for.
Specific patterns of communication, social interaction, behaviors.
Interesting.
And the ADIR is a really in-depth interview
with it.
The parents to get a detailed picture of the child's developmental history.
Okay, so it's not just one quick test.
No, it's a multifaceted process involving observation, interaction, and in-depth interviews.
Makes sense.
And they also do behavioral observations.
Like
watching the child in different settings.
Okay.
Maybe during playtime or interacting with other kids.
To get a sense of how they behave in different environments.
Exactly.
And they might also talk to teachers or other caregivers.
People who see the child regularly.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
It's like putting together a puzzle.
Yeah.
Each piece of information helps them form a clearer understanding.
And then all that information gets put into a report.
A comprehensive report.
Which includes the diagnosis, if one is made.
Yes.
And recommendations for intervention and support services.
Tailored to that specific child.
So the report's not just a label, it's a starting point.
A roadmap for moving forward.
Okay, and that's where early intervention comes in.
Precisely.
Now, research has shown that early intervention can really improve cognitive, social, and adaptive skills.
Dramatically improve.
And the earlier we start, because we can tap into the plasticity of the brain.
When it's most receptive to change.
So early intervention is not about fixing autism.
It's about providing the right support.
To help children reach their full potential.
Exactly.
Whatever that may look like for them.
Exactly.
And there's a whole range of evidence-based interventions out there.
Like applied behavior analysis or ABA.
Right.
Speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, social skills training.
So many options.
It really depends on the individual child's needs.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Just like there's no one-size-fits-all presentation of autism.
Okay, that makes sense.
Finding the right combination of interventions is key.
And that's where the expertise of a clinic like Davenport is so valuable.
They have a great team of clinicians who can assess, develop a plan.
Okay, so speaking of Davenport.
What makes them stand out?
Yeah, why might a family choose them?
Well, they have a fantastic reputation in the Sarasota and Venice communities. Their compassionate care and commitment to families.
They really understand what families are going through.
They do.
And they approach every interaction with sensitivity.
And empathy.
And I hear they offer immediate appointments.
They do.
Which is so important when you're a parent worried about your child.
Absolutely. They recognize the urgency.
And they're really embedded in the community, too.
They are.
Beyond just the clinical services. I mean, they offer workshops and seminars on autism awareness.
They do.
Participate in local events. Partner with organizations.
They're really trying to make a difference.
Yeah, so it's not just about providing therapy.
It's about building a support network.
Creating a more inclusive community.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about what autism is, why early diagnosis is so important, and what the testing process might look like.
And touched on the importance of early intervention.
Right, and the range of therapies available.
Right.
So now, I'm really curious to dig deeper into those interventions.
Okay.
What do they actually look like?
Yeah, how do they work?
That's a great question.
We can definitely explore that further.
Welcome back to our deep dive, everyone.
It's great to be back.
So in part one, we talked about what autism is, why diagnosing it early is so important, and what that evaluation process looks like at a place like Davenport.
Right. We talked about the different components.
Yeah. And now I'm excited to dig deeper into those interventions.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
The ones that are making such a difference.
Let's start with ABA, Applied Behavioral Analysis.
Okay, so that's one we hear about a lot.
It is. It's one of the most well-established and widely studied interventions for autism.
And I know it involves breaking down skills and using positive reinforcement.
Right. It's very structured.
But I'm guessing there's a lot more to it than that.
There is. One thing that's fascinating about ABA is that it's a science.
So it's not just about trying different things and seeing what sticks.
No, it's rooted in decades of research on behavior, how it's learned, how it's changed.
It's about understanding the individual child.
Exactly.
Setting clear goals.
And using a very systematic approach to help them achieve those goals.
I see. So it's very deliberate.
It is.
Do children ever resist this approach?
Oh, of course. Every child is different.
Yeah.
And some children really thrive on structure and predictability.
While others might need a more flexible approach.
Exactly.
So how do therapists kind of adjust to that?
Well, a skilled ABA therapist will be able to recognize those nuances and adjust their strategies.
So they might use different types of reinforcement.
Right. Or incorporate the child's interests into the activities.
And make it more engaging.
Exactly. Or even just take breaks when needed.
Yeah, because sometimes you just need a break.
Absolutely.
I imagine building a strong relationship with the child is a big part of this type of therapy.
It's essential. Trust and rapport are key.
The therapist wants the child to feel safe, comfortable.
Motivated to learn.
It's not about forcing them.
No, it's about creating a positive learning environment.
And so it's not just about teaching skills. It's about understanding the child's motivations.
Right, working with their strengths.
Building a connection.
That connection fosters learning and growth.
That makes a lot of sense.
And when you see those moments.
Like those aha moments.
Exactly, when a child grasps a concept.
Or masters a new skill.
Yeah, it's incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it must be.
You see the power of this approach.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about speech and language therapy.
Great.
This one seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. You know,
helping kids who are having trouble communicating.
Right.
But I know there's a lot more to it.
There is, because communication is so complex.
It's not just about words.
No, it's about nonverbal cues.
Social context, understanding what others are saying.
Right. There are so many layers.
That we often take for granted.
We do.
And for many children with autism, those layers can be really challenging.
They can.
So speech therapists, what do they do?
They might work on a wide range of skills.
Like what?
Articulation, vocabulary development.
Improving social communication.
Like turn-taking in conversations or understanding sarcasm.
Oh, wow. So many different aspects.
And the approach really varies depending on the child's needs, their communication style.
Of course, because every child is different.
Exactly.
So for some children, the focus might be on developing verbal speech.
Right.
For others, it might be about using alternative communication methods.
Like sign language, visual aids.
Okay, so finding what works best for each individual.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing that speech therapists don't just work with the child.
They also work closely with parents.
To help them support the child at home.
Exactly.
That's so important because communication happens everywhere, not just in a therapy session.
Right. It's about creating that communication-rich environment.
Okay, let's move on to occupational therapy.
Sounds good.
Now, I know this focuses on those everyday skills.
Right, the things we often take for granted.
Like getting dressed, using utensils.
Right, but it goes much deeper than that.
Okay, in what way?
Occupational therapists play a huge role in helping children with autism navigate their sensory world.
Ah, you're talking about those sensory sensitivities.
Exactly.
Where some children might be extra sensitive to certain sounds, textures.
Right, while others might seek out intense sensory input.
Exactly. And how do occupational therapists help with that?
Well, they can help children understand and regulate their sensory input.
Okay.
Develop coping strategies.
So they can manage those overwhelming situations.
Exactly.
And make their environment more comfortable.
Right. More predictable.
I see. So it's about helping them feel safe and secure in their surroundings.
Which is crucial for learning and development.
Absolutely. And beyond sensory processing,
yeah.
Occupational therapists also work on fine motor skills.
Right. Those small movements that are needed for things like writing,
buttoning clothes, using scissors.
Exactly.
And gross motor skills as well.
Which involve larger movements.
Running, jumping, playing sports.
All of that.
So it's really about helping them participate more fully in all aspects of life. And I've heard that OT sessions can be really fun and engaging.
They can.
I mean, they might involve playing with Play-Doh, building with blocks.
Swinging on a swing, even doing yoga.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It is.
Incorporating therapy into everyday activities.
And making it enjoyable.
Right, because that's how kids learn best.
They do.
Okay, last but not least, we have social skills training.
Another important one.
Given that social challenges are such a core part of autism, this type of intervention seems incredibly valuable.
It is. It can make a huge difference in helping children build meaningful relationships.
Navigate social situations.
And feel more connected to their peers.
Okay, so what does a social skills training session look like?
Well, it often involves small groups.
Okay.
Where children can practice interacting with each other.
In a safe, structured environment.
Exactly.
And what kinds of things might they work on?
They might work on things like initiating conversations, taking turns, understanding social cues, reading body language.
There's so much to learn.
There is.
All these subtle things that go into a social interaction.
And for many of us, these things come naturally. But for children with autism, they often need to be explicitly taught.
Right.
And practiced.
I see.
The group setting is important, too.
Why is that?
Because it allows kids to practice with their peers.
To get feedback.
And learn from each other.
It's like a little social laboratory.
Yeah.
Where they can experiment, make mistakes.
In a safe space.
Right. And I imagine that social skills training can also help with anxiety.
Absolutely.
It can help kids feel more comfortable, more confident in social situations.
Exactly.
Because they have the tools they need to navigate those interactions successfully.
It's empowering.
It is. And so each of these interventions,
yeah.
ABA, speech therapy, occupational therapy, social skills training,
they all play a crucial role.
And it's not about picking one or the other.
It's about finding the right combination for each child.
That makes sense.
It's about taking a holistic approach.
Recognizing that all these areas of development are interconnected. But we've been focusing a lot on the child.
We have.
And it's important to remember that autism impacts the entire family.
It does.
And that's something that Davenport Psychology really understands.
They do. They go above and beyond to support families.
Not just the child with autism.
Right.
But their parents, siblings, caregivers.
The whole system.
Exactly.
Let's explore that more in part 3.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive, everyone.
Glad to be here.
So we've been talking about autism, about early diagnosis, about all these different types of interventions.
Right. A lot to cover.
And it's easy to focus on the child, you know, the one who's received the diagnosis.
Yeah.
But Autism really touches the lives of everyone in the family.
Absolutely. It impacts the whole family system.
And that's something Davenport really understands.
They do. They're very family-centered in their approach.
So what does that support actually look like for families?
Well, one of the key things they offer is counseling.
Okay.
Because raising a child with autism comes with unique challenges.
It does.
And it can be really helpful for parents to have a space to process those challenges.
Yeah, I mean, getting that initial diagnosis can be so overwhelming.
It can.
So many questions, fears, uncertainties.
It's a lot to navigate.
To have someone to talk to who understands.
Who's been there.
Who can help you make sense of it all.
Exactly.
That must be really reassuring for parents.
It is. And counseling isn't just about processing emotions.
Right.
It can also be about developing practical strategies.
For managing challenging behaviors.
For advocating for your child.
For navigating those complex systems of support.
All of that.
Okay, so counseling is a big one.
It is.
What else? What other support do they offer?
They also have support groups.
Okay.
For parents and caregivers.
I imagine those can be really powerful.
They are.
Just knowing you're not alone.
Connecting with other families.
Sharing stories.
Offering advice, support.
It's about building community.
It is.
And that's something we've talked about throughout this whole deep dive.
Right, the importance of community.
And Davenport goes beyond just supporting families within the clinic.
They do. They're very involved in the community.
In what ways?
They offer workshops and seminars.
On?
Autism awareness.
Okay.
For educators, first responders, healthcare providers, community members.
So they're really trying to educate the broader community.
They are, and they participate in local events.
To raise awareness.
To connect with families.
And they partner with other organizations.
To make resources more accessible.
So they're really taking a multifaceted approach.
It's about systems change.
Not just individual support.
Right, it's about creating a more inclusive world.
Okay, so we're wrapping up this deep dive.
Lots of information.
What would you say to our listeners who are thinking, okay, this is great, but what can I do?
I'd say the first step is awareness.
Educate yourself.
Read books, watch documentaries, talk to people on the spectrum.
Challenge your own assumptions.
Exactly.
Be open-minded.
Be kind, be patient, be understanding.
Recognize that everyone's different.
Celebrate neurodiversity.
And if you see someone struggling, offer support.
Instead of judgment.
Those are such important reminders.
They are.
And for anyone who wants to learn more,
we encourage you to check out the resources we've listed.
There's a wealth of information out there.
There is.
We hope this deep dive has inspired you to keep learning and engaging with this important topic.
It's a journey.
It is. And we want to thank you all for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
Until next time, keep diving deep.